Street podcast. My name is Union Babazi and I'll be your host. In today's show, we have Mr. Habil Olaka, who is the CEO of Kenya Bankers Association. Habil is one of the panelists who will be participating in the Kenya Bankers Association Leading Women in Banking and Finance e-conference. The conference will be held online on the 15th and 16th of October. My guest and I will generally talk about the role of women and gender in the banking industry and how it affects business at large. Welcome to the show, Habil.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kindly give us a brief introduction of yourself before we can roll off to the questions.
Yeah, my name is Habil Olaka and I'm the CEO of the Kenya Bankers Association. Kenya Bankers Association is the umbrella body for the commercial banks in Kenya.
Yes, so on to our first question. Our first question will border across the theme of gender equality at workplaces. So just if you could elaborate on this one point, why do you think gender equality matters, especially in a time of crisis like now during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, I think it's important to consider the issue of gender equality, partly because of the fact that at this time, as you are looking forward to this conference, we will have a rich pool of speakers drawn from all over, from which our delegates would be able to learn, to be able to network, be able to lead, essentially to build their leadership capacity. And we're also looking at this summit as a way of promoting gender inclusivity in leadership, where we'll be able to tap into the rich pool of talent that essentially reflects the industry consumer base. And essentially, by tapping into this rich pool of talent base, we are then able to effectively foster economic growth in the country. We also look at it from a point of view of the fact that bridging the gender divide in leadership, especially in the financial services sector, is actually a business imperative, not only for the financial services sector, but for all sectors, for us to be able to achieve the economic growth that is so much desired, and is also a catalyst really for economic growth. So essentially, by achieving an inclusive approach to leadership, I think it effectively fosters and builds into the economic growth.
Right, interesting. So do you think that the crisis, in particular at this time, the COVID-19 crisis, does it present an opportunity to improve the gender equality at workspaces? And if it does, how?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does, because in a way, we look at it from the point of view that in essentially leaving one half of a team outside the playing field effectively does not create a winning team. And I think at this point in time, when we are so much under the effects of the challenge of the COVID-19, we need to pull all the resources that we have into the game plan to be able to effectively succeed. So by virtue of achieving gender inclusivity, we'll have a full team that will be able to enable us win the war.
Great. That is at the upcoming conference, right?
Yes.
So what could you advise as to be a better approach to support women in times of crisis?
I think one of the things that KBA has done is a number of things that really KB has done to be able to achieve that. For instance, we have got, for instance, the initiative of the leading women in banking and finance. This is an initiative that tries to bring our women leaders in the banking sector through monthly online events. And for instance, these have become online partly because of the fact that the initial approach of having physical meetings has not been possible given the COVID impact. And so we have transformed this into online events. And they have actually become very effective in terms of impacting the knowledge, giving the soft skills that the women leaders need to thrive for them to really exploit to their full potential in the leadership roles within the banking sector. Now, also, sometimes back in 2019, we did have a partnership between FSD and KBA, where we brought together the retail, retail managers and the product retail product managers and retail strategy managers into training. And this was also to expose them to the FinAccess report and also other data points that really drove the teams into looking at insights on creating products. And products especially to address, including, for example, the economic empowerment for women. So in a way, we then bring in approaches that would be able to motivate the participation of women in the economic activities of the country, including the leadership within the banking sector.
Right, right. That is so interesting. So apart from this this conference that is happening in October and your partnership with FSB in 2019, are there any other initiatives that the Kenya Bankers Association or the banking sector in general has done to encourage women empowerment?
I think the ones I mentioned are the most notable ones, where we have got the initiative of the leading women in banking and finance, where we initially started by having sessions bringing together the upcoming women leaders within the banking sector. And with the COVID-19 beginning to make some of them difficult to have these sessions physically, we then moved them online. But the essence of the sessions remained the same in terms of impacting knowledge, in terms of strengthening the soft skills that the women leaders need in order to be able to thrive in their respective roles within the banking sector. So that was one where we have certainly been able to champion and develop the leadership skills amongst the women, the upcoming women within the banking sector. Then the other one, as I had mentioned earlier, were the training opportunities that we provide, and especially for banks that develop products that would be geared towards addressing that particular segment that more often than not may at times be neglected. And so we look for opportunities to sharpen the skills of not only in terms of product development, but also in terms of managing the relationship, and especially with the women client base. So I think there are more opportunities that possibly a conference like this one will be able to highlight, and from which as a secretariat will be able to pick up and be able to develop for the benefit of developing the leadership. The women leadership within the banking sector and the financial services sector at large.
Great, great. Now, I have one more question before we move on to the conference. So, does the banking sector have any policies that support women businesses that are solely run by women or solely run for women? Does the banking sector have any policies for such?
Yes, maybe not as a sector per se, but the individual banks have got specific initiatives that try to bring in products that would be specifically geared towards supporting women. And without naming specific initiatives within specific banks, there are some banks that have actually developed specific products that are geared towards attracting the women clientele. Some of them have got product names that clearly are identified to specific segments of the market, which is the gender, the women segment. Some of them have got, for example, products that the banking halls, for example, would be specifically handled by women to attract the women clientele. So there are diverse products that a number of banks innovatively come up with to specifically address that particular gap in terms of serving the women clientele.
Now, thank you. Now, up to the most interesting part of this podcast, the upcoming conference. Why do you think it's important for banking professionals to attend the upcoming conference for leading women in banking and finance?
I think one is that in this particular conference, we have attracted a rich pool of speakers, speakers coming from all over. We therefore encourage the delegates in particular to come forward and be able to learn from this rich pool of speakers, to be able to network with this rich pool of speakers, because then you create networks that last well beyond the conference itself. You then build your capacity in terms of being able to lead as an upcoming woman leader. So there's a lot of opportunities for one to gain from there. There is also the fact that at this particular conference, we are promoting gender inclusivity in leadership. And therefore, we are able to tap into a rich pool of talent that is available, reflecting the sector. And therefore, by tapping into this, we are effectively fostering economic development, really. And finally, I think one of the reasons why it would be important to attend this conference for our target audience is the fact that we are trying to bridge the gender divide in leadership, especially in the financial services sector. And for this, what you're saying is that I think bridging the gender divide is not only a critical imperative for all businesses to address, but it also effectively fosters, or rather, it's a catalyst for economic growth in the country. So putting all this together, I think it is absolutely important for the women leaders in the country, and especially in the financial services sector, to be part of this conference and identify the conference.
That's interesting. So on to my final question. In a nutshell, What are some of the things that we should look forward to in your discussion, you in person, during the conference in October?
I think one of the critical things is the fact that and I would really want to possibly paraphrase a statement that the former president of the US, President Obama, made when he was here during his visit to Kenya, where he said on the same topic, he said that not having gender inclusivity is like a team going into a match with half the team having their hands tied at the back. Such a team manager is certainly courting defeat. where half the team is not able to exploit their full potential and therefore contribute to the performance of the team. So from that perspective, I think just carrying on to what Obama's message was, that for the team to be a winning team, you have to unleash the full potential of the other half of the team for you to have a fair chance of being a winner in a match of that nature. So I think my final message would be that we have got to find ways in which we can unleash the full potential of this other half of the players that are not quite enabled to be able to reach their full potential.
Thank you so much. And guys, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. For more information on what Habil will be sharing, please join us on the e-conference. It will take place on 15th and 16th of October. And you will get to engage Habil and other leaders in the African and global financial space. And you'll also learn more on breaking barriers and redefining leadership in Africa. Please sign up on their website. It's www.africaleadingwomen.com. Thank you so much, Habil, for joining us today. Bye.